next case, please.
Case number 11020, Bob and Andrea Donnelly, south of Route 26, Atlantic Road, northwest corner of First Drive and River Drive, being Lot 1 within Oceanway Estates Development, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Can we ask a question? Do we give a primary residence or?
Wherever your residence is.
Okay, the primary, okay. Andrea Donnelly, 26.
26 Old Harmony Road, North Burbank.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Hi, my name is Andrea Donnelly. My husband Bob and I purchased the home located at 38437 Purse Lane in Ocean View back in February of 2012. And when we purchased the property, if you look at the site plan, that the survey, you can see that the front door faces Purse Drive, also known as Purse Lane. So when we looked into adding a deck, the most reasonable place to place it would be on the corner of the property facing Ogre Drive. However, when we looked into this with the county, we learned that Ogre Drive is actually considered the front of the property, even though our front door and our mailbox are on Purse. So we basically are applying for a 10-foot variance to allow us to construct a deck that would be attached from the front of the house. We believe that we don't require a variance for the deck on the front because we would only put a 4-foot deck there, and it would extend around onto the side of the house there. The lot next to us on the survey, as you can see, lot 3, if you're facing the front of the house, lot 3 is directly behind our house. So the backyard backs up to that neighbor's side and backyard. And then lot 2, which if you're facing the house, is on the right side. There is a home there as well, and our driveway butts up against her property there. So it seems that if we place the deck facing the overdrive street, that would kind of give us, that was the most free space, and it would be less obtrusive to the residents on either side of us. We have a couple of pictures, and I apologize, we only brought one of
each. We made one copy. Sorry, guys.
We apologize. We have three pictures, and they're numbered. The first picture shows basically the front of the house, which faces Purse Lane, and it shows the stop sign at the corner of Purse and Ogre Drive, and there's a small stake with a little pink flag on it, and that shows the property line there. Picture number 2 shows the front of the house, and you can see the stake, which shows the property line. And there's also a bush there in the corner, and the deck would not go past that bush.
But if you're looking at those pictures, the front of the house is actually considered the side of the house by county code.
According to the county.
Yeah.
And then picture number 3 shows the side view from Ogre Street, and you can see clearly where the bush is, where the deck would end, and the stake, which is between the road, the stake there is our property line. We feel that this is a unique situation, depending on how you look at the lot. From Ogre Drive, the lot is narrow, and the bulk of the land where you could put a deck sits there on that corner of Purse and Ogre. And then again, if you look, you're facing, you're standing on Purse Drive. It's sort of a shallow lot. Again, the backyard backs right up against to the neighbor's side and backyard. So we feel it would be better for the neighbors and for us to have the deck there on the side. The property can't be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance without a variance because we would only be able to put a 2-foot deck on that side of the house where Ogre is. We feel that the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. It's a summer home, and our plan was to place a deck on it. The difficulty was not created by us, the applicants. The house was already situated on the lot when we purchased it. The house has been there for approximately 10 years. We don't feel that the variance would alter the essential character of the neighborhood. We feel it would enhance the neighborhood, making it more, the lot look more aesthetically appealing to the neighbors and to those driving by. And we feel it would be least obtrusive to the neighbors on either side of us. We don't feel that this will impair the use of the adjacent property in any way, and that it will not be a detriment to the public welfare.
I also received a copy from the president of the Ocean Wave States Homeowners Association, and I can present that to you guys also, just saying that they're happy to have us as neighbors, and they're willing to us to put this addition onto the house.
Many of the neighbors actually stopped by and had offered to come tonight, but we didn't want them to have to drive from Ocean View here, so we hope that the letter is sufficient. I think that's all that we have to present.
Okay. Thank you. You've done a very good job on the standards for granting a variance.
Thank you.
You were very prepared, I'm going to tell you that.
I did have Susan's help when I applied, so she was able to she was able to tell me what I need to do and
I'll tell you what,
sure guidelines I need to stay by.
Appropriately. Good.
Sure. Yeah, you did very well. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board, Mr. Mills?
Yeah, I may have missed it in your presentation, but what is the reason you can't put this on the back of your house?
Well, if you look at the space where the back door is, we feel that because the neighbor behind us, you know, their backyard butts up right against that, that it would actually, we'd have more privacy on the side, and so would they. When you're in our backyard, it's almost like they have like one of their bedroom windows, I believe, faces our yard. I think for privacy's sake, it would be easier to have it on the side.
Well, I think we, just so you can keep going in the right direction, what you're talking about is your backyard, okay?
It's
because,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just so you're in the right direction. You said this will be your side yard, okay?
Yes,
Why couldn't you put it in your side yard? I think that's what Mr. Mills wants.
Behind your home.
Behind my side yard.
Right, and I think there's, it, although it doesn't really look like it on this piece of paper, it seems like that the backyard is at that side yard there. It's actually relatively narrow, and it butts right up against the neighbor's side yard and backyard. So we felt it would be less obtrusive to put it on the side, the property facing over drive, because there was, you would have the, from our property line to the street, and then across the street, and you know, that person's house has a, I don't know if it's a 20 or 30 foot setback, but there would be a larger amount of space. So we felt
where's your shower?
Hmm?
Where's your outside shower?
The outside shower
is right where you see the is actually towards the back end of the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to test you again. That's your side yard.
Right, that's our side yard.
I don't want you to.
I know.
I don't want you to do that because you got in trouble with it. That's
the
reason.
It's very confusing because your address is first.
I know. That's the reason I'm trying to get you thinking that way.
Yes, so our outside shower is to the back end of the side of the
yard. Well, can I ask you that question again? With that, why couldn't you put it on your side yard where the shower?
We could, but I think if we would put a deck there, we would be more intrusive to our neighbors because they do have a bedroom that situates right outside
our
backyard.
Lot three?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So our side yard, if we would put a deck there, it would pretty much be looking right into the neighbor's bedroom. And I
said it, side yard.
Okay.
Okay.
Any questions?
No, I'm fine.
Okay, and I have no questions.
I've got one, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
What effect would this have? I think you mentioned that Ogre Drive and Purse Drive, there's a stop sign there?
Yes.
Yes.
What kind of effect would this have on the visibility on that intersection?
None. I believe in two of the pictures you can actually see the stop sign from the front and the side view of the house. And so the deck would be, you know, you have a clear view from either way. The stop sign only sits at Curse and Ogre. There's no stop sign on the other side of the street, so it's just our street where at the corner of Purse where you have to stop. And
the deck won't be protruding any further than where that bush is right,
right.
Now.
I have no further questions.
Okay. Thank you. Being no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to add that the Homeowners Association had no objection.
Thank you for that.
They did submit that letter.
All right. Thank you. Okay. And Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion to approve case number 11020, please. And it won't affect the character of the neighborhood, minimum variance for relief, and I think she answered the standard for granting the variance.
Okay. Do you have a second to that motion?
Second. Second. Okay. And I believe part of the uniqueness of the property is that it's a corner lot.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11020. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Nay, I don't see where it meets the standards for granting a variance. I don't see a hardship.
Okay. Mr. Burton?
Aye, for the reason I stated.
Okay. And Mr. Hudson? Yes.
Aye, also for the reason stated.
And I, Mr. Galloway, for the reasons that previous reason had been stated. So by a vote of four, 4-1, case number 11020 is approved at this time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Board.
Okay.